Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Justin.
Oh, good afternoon.
Table for one, is it? Do you mind sharing?
Actually, Lillian should be joining me as soon as she can get away from the stables.
Okay.
Chelsea's just clearing a table outside.
Oh, right. Great.
And as it's such a nice day...
It certainly is. There's a couple of menus, then.
Thank you.
Soup of the day is tomato and basil, and the quiche is asparagus, feta and dill.
Sounds very summery.
How are things at the stables?
Oh, well, it's something of a mixed picture, Fallon. Fortunately, there's been no further cases of strangles.
That's good.
But things are pretty fraught nonetheless. Oliver's horse is still struggling.
Poor Duke.
Mm. And I'm very worried about Lillian. They've got a zoning system for quarantine, so she's constantly checking that's being adhered to.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, it is. And, of course, Amside and the Bull haven't gone away.
Well, Mum's doing everything she can not to put any extra burdens on her.
I'm sure she is. Anyway, that's why I've insisted Lillian take a proper lunch break today.
Ah, it'll do her good.
Hello.
Ah, all right, Paul.
Rather a warm day to bring outerwear, isn't it?
Well, this isn't actually
well,
my...
Well, I'd better bag that table.
Do you want any drinks bringing out?
No, I'll wait until Lillian gets it.
Okay.
Oh, it's not my coat, it's...
I wondered where that got to. I thought I lost it.
No.
Oh, where did you find it?
Actually, I carried it round most of Friday evening.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not sure why you brought it, to be honest.
Well, I thought it might rain.
Oh, well, it did later. But by then, you were very insistent you didn't want to wear it.
I'm so sorry. And you looked after it the whole time.
Oh, it's just no worries.
You're a star. Can I get you a coffee or something? Say thank you.
All right, then. Cappuccino, please.
Coming up.
Fallon?
Yeah?
Are you feeling okay?
Why? Don't I look it?
Oh, no, you look great. Fresh as a daisy. I'm just a bit surprised, that's all.
You should have seen me yesterday. Spent most of it in bed at Kirsty's.
Oh, I see.
Eating donuts and watching cookery shows.
Well, to be honest, I'm not surprised.
While Kirsty poured sports drinks down my throat.
Good old Kirsty.
Fortunately, Harrison was working, so he didn't have to see me in that state.
It's probably just as well.
By the time he got home, I'd pulled myself together.
Right, and you're feeling okay today, then?
I am. Actually, better than I have done for ages.
Mm. It has been a difficult couple of months for you.
You said it. But, I don't know, it's like I've pressed a reset button or something. Not that I'd recommend drinking so much.
No.
I won't be boozing like that again in a hurry.
Well, you did get quite carried away.
Did I? What? I didn't do anything embarrassing, did I?
What do you remember?
Dancing?
Well, yes, there was lots of dancing in various places.
Did I get up on a table at one point?
Well, the bar, actually.
Ha! I used to do that back in the day.
Well, when you haven't got a stage, you need to improvise, don't you?
Yeah, but the next thing I knew, I was back at Kirsty's, being made to eat a banana and drink some water, and no idea how I got there.
We got a taxi back.
Yeah, Kirsty said.
But you fell asleep as soon as we got into it.
I was far gone, wasn't I?
And, do you remember anything else about the night?
Not really. Why? I didn't come on to the bouncer or something.
No, nothing like that. Just, you know, high spirits.
That's a relief. Are you okay, then?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine.
You just look a bit uncomfortable.
No, it's nothing.
Well, I hope this is all right.
It's fine.
time, darling. Anywhere I don't have to disinfect my boots is paradise as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it gets wearing, doesn't it?
Oh, I'll tell you what does get wearing, keeping the staff on their toes. I had to give Francesca a rocket for not washing her hands again.
What is wrong with that girl?
And I spent 20 valuable minutes this morning trying to get Celia Hampton to understand that I haven't got a crystal ball.
Well, she's not still pestering you, is she?
I mean, I've no better idea than she has of how long this strangles business will carry on.
Silly woman.
I know she's missing Columbus, but all I can tell her is that we're doing everything we can to keep him safe, like all the horses.
Oh, this is too much, Lillian.
I can't blame her for being worried, I suppose.
No, I mean, it's completely unfair on you. We need to talk about finding a replacement for Alice.
A temp, you mean?
No, I mean a replacement.
No, absolutely not.
Just look at yourself.
I don't know how you can be so callous.
Not at all. I'm being pragmatic.
Alcoholism is a disease, Justin.
I'm perfectly aware of that.
You wouldn't sack Alice if she had asthma.
Oh, it's hardly the same.
And even if it was only down to you and me, we couldn't replace her just like that.
I know the family connection complicates things.
Yes, but it is also a legal minefield. What would we be sacking her for?
To take the strain off you. And get the stables under proper management.
No, I mean the cause. Gross misconduct.
We'd have to take advice on that.
Well, I can save you the bother. To dismiss her out of hand, we'd have to prove that her drinking has caused this situation. And that is clearly ridiculous. Any horse can get strangles. Alice hadn't actually done anything wrong.
Well, maybe not with the strangles.
If we sacked her and she took us to a tribunal, we'd be on a very sticky wicket. We'd have to show that we tried to help her first, put a plan in place, exhausted all possibilities.
Oh, these things were a lot easier back in the day.
As it stands at the moment, the very most we could do is give her a warning for carelessness.
Well, I'm sure if we spoke to a lawyer, we could find some...
Oh, hello, darling.
Ready to order?
No, I think we need a few more minutes, Fallon.
Kirsty! Hi.
Hello, Paul.
I'm guessing you might be on your way to Bridge Farm?
I might well be.
Oh, I've just come back from there. I gave Fallon her coat back.
Ah, the coat.
I hear you were playing nurse most of yesterday.
You could put it like that.
And you've got such a lot on.
Well, yeah, I am pretty busy. Can't deny it. At least I don't have to do Rex's pigs anymore. I have spent the morning in the rewilding office, though.
What, on a Sunday?
Well, there's always another grant application to complete or another activity to plan.
I don't know how you do it.
But actually, I really enjoyed having a duvet day with Fallon. Probably did me good. You got fleas or something, Paul?
No. Sunbathing with Lily and Josh. Just overdid it a bit.
Any place to get sunburn?
Anyway, Fallon doesn't seem to have very clear memories about Friday night.
No, I think anything after about 11 p.m. is a bit of a blur.
So she can't remember?
No, I thought it best not to remind her. I mean, could have been worse. She wasn't taking her clothes off or snogging randoms.
No.
But she'd probably be embarrassed if she knew, so why go there?
That's what I thought.
You didn't say anything then?
Oh, no way. And I'm not going to. You know the old saying? What happens in Borchester stays in Borchester.
And I'll tell you another thing.
Oh, I'm rather regretting raising the issue now.
And I've been thinking about this for a few days.
Now, this was meant to be a relaxing oasis in the middle of your day, Lillian.
I think we have to carry some of the blame.
How on earth do you make that out?
Any properly run organisation should have a system of checks and balances to make sure things like this don't happen.
Oh, all right, I accept there's something in what you say.
That's good to hear.
But let's just think about the practicalities. At the very minimum, Alice is going to get a long driving ban. How can she manage her stables if she's not able to drive horse boxes and so on?
Well, we'd cope somehow. We'd have to find some workarounds.
Oh.
But you're jumping to conclusions anyway. We can't preempt the outcome of the court case.
And how long is that going to take?
Do I need to remind you about my missing crystal ball?
It's ironic. You were the one who had doubts about giving Alice the job in the first place, precisely because you feared something like this might happen. You can't deny this whole episode's bad for the business.
I know all that, but she's my niece. I can't stick the knife in, Justin. I simply can't.
Chelsea said you were out here.
Yep. with the bins where I belong. What are you doing here?
I've been working all morning. Thought I deserved a bit of lunch.
Totally.
How are you doing, Fallon?
I'm okay, actually. Maybe a bit more tired than usual, but, you know.
Good.
The only thing is...
What?
Well, Paul was here just now.
Oh, yeah, saw him.
We were talking about Friday night, and started to get this vague memory.
What of?
Me singing? Well, rapping.
Ah.
To Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
It wasn't, Sweat, was it?
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's filthy.
Oh, that's when they asked us to leave.
They threw us out.
Not through, exactly.
Whoa, what a night.
Oh, that was actually pretty polite.
It's like being back in my 20s when life was so much simpler.
So, you're okay about it?
Well, I am, but what about you, Kirsty? I must have been such an embarrassment.
Oh, you obviously needed to let your hair down.
That's so true. It was just what I needed. Feel I've drawn a bit of a line, if you know what I mean.
That's really great, Fallon. That's what's important.
I was dreading my birthday, you know.
You said.
But now I'm actually looking forward to it. Harrison seems happier in himself, too.
Oh, that's great.
He's on an early that day, but he's planning something nice for when I get home. Sorry, I better...
Oh, yeah, of course.
And we need to get you some lunch.
Oh, I'm ready for it, I can tell you. Actually, there was something else I wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
You know I told you I'm thinking about starting bushcraft workshops. Survival skills, woodland crafts, that sort of thing.
And you'd be brilliant at that.
But I need to try things out first with a few friendly volunteers. Is it something you'd fancy?
Wow. I've never done anything like that before.
Which makes you the perfect guinea pig.
All right, then. Why not?
Oh, I am absolutely shattered. That was quite a day.
I thought it might be, so I took the liberty.
Oh, darling, lifesaver.
And?
Oh, what's this?
Just some olives and a few salted almonds to go with your G&T.
Justin?
Yes?
This is all very nice, but are you after something?
Not at all. In fact, I'd like to offer something. A compromise on the Alice front.
Go on.
Well, I've been thinking hard about what you said earlier, and I understand how sensitive the situation is. But you have to agree, with so many uncertainties, the business is in a very vulnerable position.
Mm. Well, I'm not sure about very vulnerable, but there are some risks, certainly.
And far more important than any of that, you're working yourself into the ground, Lillian. I'm genuinely concerned for your well-being.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
So, will you at least let me sound out a few potential replacements on a no-obligation basis, in case it transpires that we have no alternative but to let Alice go?
Well...
Just so we're prepared for the worst. Hmm?
Well, all right, then.
Excellent.
As long as you're very discreet...